GLP-1s forgotten patients. GLP-1s won the average patient. The opening is everyone they leave behind. In brief, the incretin drugs are a genuine breakthrough. Real weight loss, and fewer cardiovascular select and kidney flow events. But optimize hard for the average patient, and you stop seeing the ones the average hides. The lean, beta cell-driven patient, common across Asia. The older and frail, who lose muscle as much as fat. And the patient who stops, for whom the benefit fades when the drug does. Underneath all three, glucose control alone has never halted the disease. UKPDS, these drugs suppress it, they don't modify it. So the frontier, and the conversation worth leading, is what actually modifies the disease, and for whom. The incretin drugs are one of modern medicine's genuine breakthroughs. Semaglutide takes the average patient to 15 to 17% body weight, tirzepatide to roughly 22.5%, and the benefit runs well past the scale. In landmark trials, semaglutide cut major cardiovascular events by about 20% in people with obesity and no diabetes, and lowered kidney disease events and deaths in type 2 diabetes. For a field that spent decades with little to offer, this is a different era, and the enthusiasm is earned. And precisely because they work so well for the average patient, they bring the next opportunity into sharp relief. Optimize hard for an average, scored on weight and glucose, and you begin to see who the average hides. Three groups stand out, and together they are large, growing, and largely unaddressed. One, the lean and the progressor. Not everyone with type 2 diabetes is there because of excess fat. For a meaningful share, the disease is driven by failing beta cell function, not adiposity. Glucose is the downstream readout of a problem upstream of weight. And this is no Western edge case. In Asian Indians, 24 to 39% of young onset type 2 diabetes occurs at normal BMI, versus roughly 9% in white Europeans. A lean, beta cell driven phenotype, common across South and East Asia, where diabetes is rising fastest. This is not a niche left over from the obesity story. It is a large and growing population that drugs built for the obese average were never designed to fix. 2. The older and the frail. Weight is not one thing. A substantial share of the weight lost on incretin therapy is lean mass, not fat. Roughly 45% with semaglutide and roughly 25% with tirzepatide in body composition studies. We have optimized the magnitude of weight loss and barely measured its composition. For older patients, for the frail, for anyone whose function depends on muscle, how much is the wrong question? What kind is the right one? And most programs still aren't built to answer it. 3. The patient who stops. These drugs suppress the disease, they don't resolve it. And the benefit lasts only as long as the dose. In the Step 1 trial extension, people who had lost 17.3% on semaglutide regained 2/3 of it within a year of stopping, and their cardiometabolic gains drifted back toward baseline. The investigators concluded that ongoing treatment is required to maintain the effect. Yet most don't stay on. Within a year, 64.8% of people without diabetes, the weight loss use case, discontinue. A therapy that works only while taken by a minority a year on, defines a maintenance problem the field has mostly waved at. Underneath all three is the harder point. These drugs suppress weight and glucose. They have not been shown to modify the underlying disease. We have known since UKPDS that on every glucose-lowering therapy, control and beta cell function deteriorate progressively. Getting the number down was never the same as halting the disease. Which raises the question the field has not answered. If controlling glucose doesn't stop the disease, what does? That is the conversation worth leading, and the one this work means to open. If controlling glucose doesn't stop the disease, what does? None of this is an argument against incretins. It is the opposite. They worked well enough to reveal what they don't fix, and that remainder is where the next decade of metabolic medicine sits. Muscle-preserving combinations, durable maintenance, and disease-modifying approaches for the patient whose disease was never primarily about fat. The need is large, growing, and today largely untapped. For anyone developing or investing in a metabolic asset, the question is no longer how much weight does it take off. Every program implicitly chooses who it leaves behind. The ones that win next will have chosen deliberately and will know exactly who that is and what their asset is meant to change. The trials behind this piece, the integrated read, 3 decades tell one story. The disease is progressive, UKPDS adopt. Today's drugs suppress it better than anything before. Weight, heart, and kidney. Step 1. Select flow. Yet the benefit holds only while the drug is taken, and the underlying decline continues. The frontier these trials point to is not better suppression. It is what finally modifies the disease, and for whom. References select. Linkoff et al., N. England J. Med 2023. DOI 101056, NEJMOA 2307563. Semaglutide reduced cardiovascular death, MI or stroke, HR.80% in overweight obesity without diabetes. Flow. Perkovic et al., N. England J. Med 2024. DOI 101056, NEJMOA 243347. Reduced major kidney disease events, HR.76, and all-cause death in type 2 diabetes with chronic kidney disease. Siddiqui et al. Diabetologia 2022. DOI 101057S0125-022-05671Z. Non-obese type 2 diabetes across Asia, reviewed in Chuang and Tan, J. Biomed Sci 2017, DOI 101058-629-29-016-03077. Body composition. Zhao et al., Diabetes Obese Metab 2024. Meta-analysis of 19 RCTs, lean reduction sizable, but lean mass percentage comparable to controls. DOI 101011DOM.16012. The bi-drug lean fraction is 0.45% with semaglutide and 0.25% with tirzepatide. Rev. Endocrine Metabob Disord, 2025. DOI 101015-4-025-09967-4. Step 1 Trial Extension. Wilding et al., Diabetes Obese Metab, 2022. DOI 101056, DOM.14725. UKPDS 16, Diabetes 1995, PMID 7589820. Progressive loss of beta cell function on all therapies. Durability also fails over time. Adopt Khan et al., N. England J. Med 2006, DOI 101056, NEJMOA 06224. Muscle preserving approaches in development. Myostatin activin pathway inhibition, bimagrumab, and GLP-1 combinations with glucagon or amylin. Reviewed in Ryan, Rev. Endocrine Metab Disord 2025. DOI 101015-4-025-09967-4. Persistence. Rodriguez PJ, Zhang V, Gratzel S. et al., JAMA Network Open 2025-81-E2457349. DOI 101010 JAMA Network Open 2024.57349. Within 1 year, 64.8% of adults without type 2 diabetes, 46.5% with, discontinued GLP-1 therapy, 125,474 U.S. adults. Diabetes Prevalence and Projection, International Diabetes Federation, IDF Diabetes Atlas, 11th ed., 2025, diabetesatlas.org, PMID 408747. 589 million adults with diabetes in 2024, projected to 853 million by 2050. Obesity Projection, World Obesity Federation, World Obesity Atlas 2025, worldobesity.org. 924 million adults with obesity, 2010, projected toward 1.1 billion by 2030.